For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yill Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with the gorgeous and talented Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. How's it going, Bean?
Oh, I am just great, thank you. How's it going with you?
Good. Tonight's our live show in New York City.
Oh my God, it's finally here, our 500th episode. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, girls?
No.
It's madness.
I couldn't believe it because I was putting a cigarette out in the sink. Because for the 500th episode day, I'm going to be as professional as possible.
Yes. By not finishing the cigarette right before we started the show instead of
finishing it. That's when I lit it, okay?
Yes, we're so excited for tonight's show. We tried to get Luann to come, and we were actually very close, I feel like. But as it turns out, Luann is doing Watch What Happens Live tonight at the exact same time that we're doing our show.
Oh, whatever.
But at least we got a response.
Hey.
Response from her people.
Luann just drew a line in the sand. All right? In the Ibiza sand, bitch.
It's the line she'll walk up to with plates of eggs a la Francaise before we scurry away.
Couldn't you have made this line a circle? I mean, it would have been considerate, now that I'm married.
I don't know. I just thought I'd get the best spot in the sand. I don't know. I just got married. I just came up from Palm Springs. That just seems rude.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. Our live show in L.A. is on Labor Day weekend. It is September 2nd. It's going to be our biggest show yet. We're so excited. We're going to have a really fun weekend planned of bar hopping and stuff like that for people that travel in. So get in here. Get a fun hotel. Let's do this, people.
Yeah, that's going to be an absolutely amazing show. That show is going to be our biggest one yet, and we're going to be recapping Scary Island, a classic Bravo episode. One of the most famous episodes in all of reality TV in general.
Yeah, so come to that. You can find tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. There's a link up there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But today is time for... Below Dick.
I like that theme music. I think they should use that instead. It's sort of like I'm imagining the yacht being swirled into a whirlpool, like a psychedelic whirlpool into another dimension.
But you need to add the sound of the anchor's dragging.
Oh, God. Anchors are dragging. It's not safe.
That's why I'm the captain. I like that the girl gets mad at the captain for the wind. What an episode.
What a stupid lady. You know, this is actually a particularly exciting episode because there is an old lady that I know. And I just encountered her on the street and she was having trouble with her Uber. So I was trying to help her for like 5 minutes. And then I realized she's not even connected to the network, which I don't think it's Sprint's fault. I wouldn't be surprised if she just wasn't paying for her network, whatever. So I got her an Uber, and I put her into an Uber pool under my name, and I'm currently tracking it during this podcast because if anything goes sour and my Uber ranking goes down, I'm not having it. I need a high ranking.
Oh, I don't look at my Uber ranking. God, I don't even want to know what that is. I yelled at one time for eating nachos in the back seat. I was like, sorry. Oh. He's like, why don't you have respect for anybody else's car? I was like, I'm not spilling them. Why don't you just say something? I was like halfway through it. I was like, I'm drunk, dummy.
Well, either way, I feel like Captain Sandy with a yacht broker on board, knowing that my precious rating is in the hands of Patricia.
Patricia's going to end up in Croatia.
I hope not.
What if you could just take an Uber to Croatia?
maybe you could. Maybe there's some sort of ferry service that goes from Alaska to Russia. They're very close.
You know, sometimes when I'm watching this show, and there's so much ironing. I mean, this show, there was so much ironing. There was like
So
an
much.
episode, there was like ironing in every other scene in this show. And sometimes I watch it and I'm like, why am I watching this? You know, I've said this a million times. I'm like, why am I watching it? Why am I taking notes on it? And then we cover it, and it's probably one of the most fun shows we do.
What I like to do is I like to watch it and then stare at my ironing board with three shirts on it. And I think to myself, well, I didn't iron, but I watched people iron, and that's pretty much the same.
Iron and cry, iron and cry, cry and iron,
Yeah.
iron and cry.
Yes.
So, last week we ended with, well, Wes, did you choose a deckhand? So we come back there, and he's like, I don't know about this. I've got a new haircut, and I'm ready for a new life, but I don't know if I'm ready for this much power. I've just given up the fork. She's like, well, you
And
gotta
sure
do it.
enough, Wiz is like, all right then, I choose Maliers. And he's like, I don't want to make it look like I'm favoritizing here. I'm like, ooh, favoritizing.
He even makes that sound sexual. And every time Wes is talking about Malia, it really does sound sexual because the captain's like, all right, well, you gotta let her know that because, you know, she thinks ahead. And I'm like, oh, geez. You know, even the captain is slut shaming and she doesn't know it. And then Wes is like, I'm favoritizing her. You know, if she messed up and slipped on dick, the captain would have a problem. I'm like, now she's slipping on dick. You know, it's like this show, it can't help itself.
Well, she's working balls to the wall.
You know, I just want to say, hey, Malia, I'm about to come over there.
You know what I like about Malia? She pays attention to every single detail. She's rather anal.
By the way, I have to say, one of my cousins in Texas, which I'm sure doesn't listen to this show because it's satanic, posted on her Facebook today, moms. Like, she's always posting, like, the super conservative thing. By the way, this bitch had a baby when she was 15, so I don't know how she's, like, so uptight.
Right.
But she's like, moms, everything that says teen on it doesn't mean it's innocent. A, since when are teens innocent? But she's
Yes.
like, Teen Vogue, this is an article about how to have proper anal sex. And I'm like, well, God forbid people learn how not to get pregnant at 15. I mean, if the Catholics had one thing right, it's like anal doesn't count. Okay? But I can't write that in the Facebook comments. And I'm dying, so I saved it for you guys. You're welcome.
Glad we got to the bottom of that. And I'm sorry that your friend has been so scandalized by Teen Vogue.
Yeah.
Well, they should
Anal.
have known that ever
Ooh.
since Lisa Love left, it's just not been the same magazine. I know you don't get that, but that's
I
okay. Thank
don't,
you for
but
chuckling.
I'm laughing because you
That
know a
was for the
Teen Vogue
audience.
joke.
That was for the audience, because I know there are people in the audience that know exactly what I'm referencing.
I'm just
It's the Hills,
laughing.
Ronnie. It was a Hills reference.
I'm just laughing because you know a Teen Vogue joke.
Malia will always be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris. I'm just going to keep making the references that you don't get.
I actually do remember that part. She went to the airport and then decided not to go to Paris with that stupid boy.
Yes,
Oh,
that's
no,
actually
for
true.
that stupid boy, right?
Or that Jason Waller.
Yeah, she ended up staying in town for that stupid fucking boy. I watched that season.
Yeah.
I watched the first three seasons. I got kind of sick of it with Dead-Eyed Audrina. And then also when Heidi just started going crazy, changing her face and started being controlled by Spencer. But now,
Yeah.
all these years later, with Snapchat, I love Spencer again. And Heidi looks crazy, and now I was born again. And I just wish it was still on.
Well, the MTV is bringing back the Laguna Beach style, and it's they have a new show coming out called Something Key. I already forget what it is, but it's Laguna Beach style. It takes place down in Florida, and I cannot wait for it to premiere.
Well, hopefully it will premiere not when you're on a boat because it's very difficult getting Wi-Fi on there. Which, you know, that was my very bad attempt to get from anal sex in the hills back to blow dick.
Please, by the way, a Patricia update. They want me to change the destination, and I'm like, no, Patricia's going to where she's going, okay? And you just drop her off. Just do that.
Cry outside!
That was Kelly Catron's spinoff show.
Kill on Earth. So we're on this boat. Wiz has chosen Malia as his second deckhand. I was lead deckhand. No surprise there.
And she's meanwhile, She's
my main dick. She has a lot of initiative. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, I don't know why this cracked me up, but at one point, Lauren like pops through a door and runs into a woman named Maureen and is like, "Hi, Maureen. Have you decided to have dinner inside or outside?" Perfect.
I wrote the same thing down.
It was like, this really, she was like so excited to lock down this detail.
Oh my God, I'm taking so much more responsibility.
I knew I was destined for this hospitality.
So down in the kitchen, Shannon, the broker, visits and she's like, "Hi, do you by any chance have a hot oil treatment?" Just kidding. She doesn't even notice that she has the driest hair, you know, this side of Croatia. Whatever.
Well, she's a yacht broker, not a shampoo broker.
Well, but that's the thing. She's a yacht broker, okay? It's like when you go to buy a car, you're not supposed to try and sell, you know, be nice to the person who sells the car. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess in this case, they're the Jaguar, right?
Well, it's more like you're trying to cozy up and get the dirt. At least that's what I think Shannon's up to. I'm not even sure.
Whatever. You know, yacht brokers, reputation from reputation. We have Yelp now, okay? The average rondel has as much power as a yacht broker, so don't fuck with me either, crew.
Yeah.
Because I will Yelp your ass into another dimension. Okay, so she's like, "How's everything going down here? Because I care a lot. I have a lot of rules and power. And I'm also wearing a bright orange with a glitter collar that belongs on Real Housewives of Orange County Season 2. Thank you."
She got it from one of those cast auctions that they do to raise money for fake charities.
Yeah, it still smells like Vicky's armpits. Woohoo.
I start charities.
So the chef's like, "Yep, you smell good." "I just said you smell good."
And she's like, "Ha." She's excited.
I love an odor joke. It's an old broker thing.
Yeah.
So Adam's like, "With everything going on with Malia, it's really hard to stay focused. Also because of whatever drugs you're on that are turning your eyes into pinholes." Adam. Okay.
Could be that too.
Could be that too.
Maybe he's overstimulated with the plethora of onion options that he has now these days. Like, now I have too many options. Do I make onion soup, onion gratin, bloomin' onion?
I start onions, Megan.
So Wes.
I just planted 3 bulbs.
I love that there's a Shannon on this show. I need Shannon in my life at all times.
There should always be a Shannon. So yes. So now Wes tells Malia that she's the lead deckhand, which is exciting.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's like, whoa. And he's like, "What do you think about that?" She's like, "Well, I'm honored. Do I get a raise?" Yep. No raise, just a better title. So let me get this straight. I'm going to be doing more work for less money, still have to make out with you, and everybody's going to hate me. Hey, thanks. This sounds great. What an honor.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
So she starts trying to come up with a way that everyone's not going to hate her. So she's trying to justify it in her head. And she's like, "You know, this is an earned title, but it's going to be viewed completely differently by everyone else because they've seen me flirt with Wes." Not knowing that everyone knows that she's made out with Wes. Or everyone knows that she's... Is that what I said? I don't know. I'm loopy, as usual.
I don't know. I got distracted because late breaking news. Patricia has arrived at her destination and the great Uber distraction has concluded. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Well, watch those stars.
I give 5. I know. I looked. My rating was at 4.88. If it goes down, Patricia, I'm coming for you.
I can't imagine what you, of all people, would have done to get a fraction of a point taken off.
I think it's my friends. I think it's because I had a friend who got in there and was saying racist stuff.
Oh, God, you can't get a bad... Well, then you're never going to get hired in this town.
Well, I don't say racist stuff, but... She kept on saying, she was like, "I don't understand why it's bad to call Asian people Chinamen." I was like, "Ugh.
Oh, God.
You can't do that." You can't do that on television or in real life.
It's like, you're not my papa, so please be quiet in this Uber.
You should know better, especially because there are Asian people in this Uber with you.
And she's driving. In Chinatown.
Anyway,
could you stop by the Oriental? Go ahead. I'm sorry, honey.
No, I was just saying, if I were first to you, I wouldn't give any racist comments.
Can we stop by that Oriental rug store? Man, a good Oriental rug is a chink in my armor. It's like, lady, get out of this car right now. She should have just stopped and just let her out.
No, I think Oriental rug is not, that's not offensive.
Well, I learned that in Texas, that's offensive. I mean, if they're sensitive enough to that in Texas, we should be sensitive to it here.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, and obviously if I am wrong, I apologize, but I thought the whole thing is that if you are Asian, you don't want to be called Oriental, because Oriental is something that you use with objects.
Oh, really? Oh, like a Christmas ornament is Orient? No, that's ornamental.
An Oriental rug. But I could be wrong, and I could just be, you know, just totally...
You mean ornamental? Right now.
Let's just... Let's just like dredge up all the inappropriate things to say and lose all our listeners.
Yeah, well, we're making fun of someone else's ignorance, not our own, okay? Come on, guys. It's commentary on someone else's. So anyway, the kitchen broker has dry hair. Or the kitchen broker.
Kitchen Shannon, the yacht broker. SYB.
So, so then they, Malia finds out that she is lead deckhand, and she says it's an earned title. No, it's not. It's a made-up title, okay?
Yeah.
And so then they cut to Bobby with a hose, which I don't know why that was so funny. But it's just like this really quick shot of Bobby like, just hosing down the deck.
Doing all his hard work, not being seen.
Yeah, it's like Bobby's the one who's working the real hose, and he's getting looked over. And don't think we're not getting what you're saying to us, Nadine Rajabi, producer and editor of this show.
Oh, shit.
We get your hose commentary.
Bros before hose, you know? So then we go to Bugsy and Hannah. They're setting a dinner table inside, which is, I'm sure, Lauren is still, like, thrilled to report back to Maureen. The table's almost done, Maureen.
I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. Glad I could be of service.
You're going to love it, Maureen. If you need me, I'll be ironing in the back. Hey, guys, you hear what Maureen said? She said great. Can you believe it? She said great. Oh, my God. You guys, Maureen's making out with her husband.
Proving myself. Like, okay, Lauren. So Bugsy's setting up. She's like, putting a tablecloth here. And Anna's like, hello there, Bugsy. Would you like me to help you? Like, the kindest offer of help ever. She's like, would you like me to help you, Bugs?
Yeah, but he's like, oh, I think I got this now. So I'm going to just do this. And then meanwhile, in the kitchen, Max is staring into a microwave, and Lauren walks by and is like, ugh, you know, you're not supposed to look at a microwave, right? It's going to melt your brain. And Max is like, have you heard the way I talk? My mind's already been melted.
That's only if you've got a fork in your brain.
I just want to see what will happen to the piece of metal I put in the microwave.
You know, I'm, like, afraid to walk in front of microwaves because, like, everyone's always expecting me to be the pacemaker.
It's like, no. It's a pacemaker. Lauren, so now we have drama. And the captain's Wendy. Like, West Malia. West Malia, Malia West. Malia West. Can you hear me?
Our anchor sanctuary is crumbling before our eyes. West Malia. West Malia. Malesia.
Leads to Malia. West. The anchor's dragging. Please go
West's
make sure to drag
West's
the anchor.
Girlfriend. Adam's not girlfriend. West's girlfriend.
So everyone's like, oh, we could drag the anchor and then we'll run aground. It could be a tragedy. And they're like, well, it's definitely dragging. And she's like, pull the starboard anchor up. Get the anchor over the bowbird. Do it. And everyone's like, dun, 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 dun. And then it's fine. You know, everything's fine.
The best part about that was the hot tub water sloshing around.
Yeah. Like, you know it's serious.
Yeah. And Bobby's like, oh, I just came out of here.
Ugh, I just hosed this place down.
Oh, not even the hot tub sees the hard work I do.
So over at the bar, you know, Shannon, dry-haired Shannon, it's like, so, do you have pineapple juice? Well, do you have cranberry juice? Is it fresh? It would be great to do pineapple juice, cranberry juice, the heart of a baby mouse, possibly the splinter from a foot of an Indonesian homeless baby. You can make that work, can't you? Because I'm a yacht broker.
One of Malia's tears,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, anytime there's anything stressful on board, the producers love to show the guests asking for the most ridiculous things. I'll have a cosmopolitan with a squeeze of pineapple and but no fresh fruit. It's like, congratulations, you just got the most basic drink there is.
No kidding. There's like no vodka in your drink now.
She's like, I'll have some rosé.
Yeah, that would be easy. It makes you long for the day of that tequila slut from last week. He was just like, yeah, let's do a bump of tequila.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, let's do the slug.
Hey, have pineapple juice. All right, I'll have a tequila. Like, oh, okay, that's easy.
Captain Hannah. What were you going to say? Captain Hannah? Hey, Hannah, could you come to the captain? Hannah? She's like, hey, here's what I gotta, you gotta tell Shannon, the yacht broker, who's very important, and who's even making your favorite captain, Captain Sandy, sweat. Let him know that we had to split because of the dragon anchor, and we're going back to dock. And Hannah's like, can Bugsy do it?
Yeah.
Just tell Bugsy to do it.
Well, especially because one of the charter guests, perhaps Samantha, I'm not sure who it was, but someone was getting hangry and was like, I'm just starting to get starving, so... I'm like, bitch, have more than a piece of celery then.
No kidding. That. Yeah, like, I'm literally gonna die right now. Like, I'm starving. You're not starving, okay? This is a segment called You Can Skip a Meal.
Yeah, she was a problem. In fact, I actually think she got off well because she really deserved a horrific edit. And I think that there was too much stuff going on with the crew for the producers to waste time really making these people look like huge idiots.
Also, she just kept saying the same things over and over. She's like, well, you know, like, I'm just really disappointed. And it's like, really, I'm professional. Okay.
Yeah. I just thought I'd be on a beach by now, but it's like, really, I'm professional. It's like, what? Oh, I'm sorry that they brought in giant ice cubes to make the temperature drop to 40 degrees. I'm sorry they did that to the ocean. It is unprofessional.
Yeah, she's the kind of person to, like, go to church and ask where the customer service complaint box is. So the guests are all pissy, and Hannah tells them, and the broker's like, well, look, as a broker of a yacht... I understand that things happen and safety is first, but you'll have to make it up to us tomorrow because I wore my glitter collared frock tonight and I was ready to woohoo. So
I was ready to see how you guys did a beach picnic, and so far I have not been able to grade you on that, and it's really leaving me very unfulfilled. So you'll have to make it up tomorrow. I'm sorry. So now it's dinner time, and it's just like dinner. And
yeah,
while
I wrote dinner was great.
Yeah, I wrote dinner time, and then I wrote night docking, and they're like docking at night. It's like, well, it's hard because it's dark out and the wind, and you gotta look. There's a tinder right there or a tender, and you gotta be careful. And oh no, so usual anchor drama. By the way, what is up with the anchors on this boat? Nothing but anchor drama this season. They're all. I feel like constantly. It's like, well, the anchor's too small. Like, what do they put? Pebbles at the end of these chains?
Yeah, if you're an anchor in the middle of the ocean and you're taking people around on a giant yacht. Shouldn't it be heavier?
Yeah.
Or longer?
Just be better, anchor. Be better.
Yeah, be better. I'm a yacht broker, and here's what I have to say about this anchor. I don't like dragging, so...
Meanwhile, Adam went and talked to the people at dinner, and I noticed he was wearing his hat and wearing his apron.
Yeah, way to work that one out, Adam. And she didn't care, you know?
You had one job. Yeah, and she did not care.
Yeah, yacht which broker. Isn't really helping anybody.
Yeah.
So
like,
she comes.
Not broker. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I apologize to our audience. I've peaked.
Oh my God, your Uber rating just went down.
4.63. What? Trisha.
So she comes. The yacht broker comes to talk to Sandy, and she's like, well, dinner service was good. But there are a few things I've noticed. She's like, oh, God, was it on the service side? Did Adam try to shove an onion down your throat? Did Adam assault you with an onion? Show me on this little bear where Adam tried to shove an onion inside of you.
Show me on the anchor, which is also the little bear. Same thing. This we just pulled this thing up from the ocean. It's a little soggy. Be careful. You want some of my leftover Branzino? You still hungry?
So please don't tell me dinner was a drag.
So, hey, did you hear Malia's the lead deckhand? No? Okay.
Oh, have you not made out with her yet?
Do you want to make out with Wes? Okay.
All right, Wes, I want you to pick a new dried out hoe who's calling herself a yacht captain or a yacht broker to be your new vice president of mopping a deck.
Okay. You know, I know you're not going to get any of those water sports out this charter, but, you know, you can still get a little freaky with Bobby. He's got two mouths, you know. If you play your cards right, you get to make out with a little one.
You know, like we always say on this boat, jaw first. So so stupid.
So Shannon's big issue is that there were some towels left over from the previous guest in the master bedroom, which is actually – that's
nothing.
Actually –
yeah,
that's well, it's like, nothing, but – well, were they used? Were they dirty towels? Because that is something.
Well, they showed a clip of them picking up a towel from the floor and going, "We left a towel." So I'm not sure if it was on the floor, what it was. But yeah, I guess that is bad. But it could have been just her grabbing shit from the hamper because Hannah gave her back talk about the boxed watermelon when she was like, "Is this made by hand or is this original?" She's like, "Oh, yeah. What do you mean? What does that mean?" She's like, "I mean, is it from a box?" And she's like, "It's an actual watermelon, you stupid bitch."
Since when does ice come from a box? So, we can tell that Shannon's is totally full of it because she didn't even comment on Adam wearing a hat and apron to address the guests. But nevertheless, I like when Sandy goes, "If Shannon's happy, Sandy's happy. If Shannon's not happy, Sandy not happy."
Shannon's not happy. Sandy wants to see the fucking anchor in the fucking starboard portside bow hole, damn it. I like when she gets mad and just starts cursing like a mad woman.
I do love that banana, though.
God, I love Shannon that banana. Banana.
Shannon, have you seen the banana yet? That might change your opinion on a few things.
So in the morning, Wes and Malia have this really quick thing, and he's like, "Well, water sports is not going to be ideal." It's like, oh, geez. Is everything they're going to show of these two going to be sexual? Every single thing.
She's like, "It's too bad. I just drank a gallon of water.
I don't want to mess up my new hair. It's man hair. That's what they call it. Man hair."
"Let me ask you something, Malia. Are you still attracted to me now that I no longer have a ski slope in my hair?" So my Malia, asymmetric slant.
So now Captain Wes and Hannah have a little meeting. She's like, "Due to weather, we're staying at the dock, so pour it on. I want you to bring out the big guns. Hannah, I expect you to, you know, text somebody on the iPad and possibly give them a blowjob in a secret hidden place and then deny it later. You, Wes, cut your hair again and make out with one of them." What do you expect them to pour on? You're sitting on the same boat they've already been on, you know? And Hannah's like, "Well, it's a spa day, a tour of the palace." It's not much.
So, yeah. And so now, Hannah is freaking out about, she's like, "The one thing I really don't want is for Sandy to get stressed and start micromanaging me." And I love when Sandy micromanages. That's my favorite thing. "Where's this pillow go? You want to pick up that pillow? All right. You want to put the pillow back down there? All right. Why don't you go 3 o'clock? All right. Now why don't you drop the pillow right there? Okay. Now there's another pillow. Why don't you come back this way? All right. Now do we have a dust buster anyway? Okay. I see a dust bunny down there. All right. Let's do this, Hannah."
Well, you know what these pillows need? They need a session with Mrs. Miyagi. "All right, pillows, I'm going to show you guys something. I'm your Miyagi. Catch a fly, don't catch a fly. Wax on, wax off. Then what are we going to do right in the center of the pillows? We're going to karate chop them both in the right place. Boom." You learn, grasshoppers.
"Sandy, you just karate chopped Adam's tuna tartare." "Oh, is that why it's all over the walls?"
Actually, I'm calling that a charcuterie.
It's a seafood charcuterie.
So, let me clear my throat to make this very important next announcement of the next scene. Just kidding. I just had to clear my throat. Yes. So Wes has a meeting with the deck crew, finally. Oh, no.
No. Nope. Next, what happens is that Sandy has to tell the primary, Samantha, that they can't set sail. And this is when Samantha really starts getting annoying. She's like, So no beach. I mean, my hope, I thought by now I'd be, you know, cruising and on a beach, but I guess there's no beach. Okay, I guess that's what it is. I'm like, you are still on a yacht, ma'am, and you are docked in a beautiful city, and you're on the Mediterranean, you're in whatever sea that is, Adriatic. I don't know, and I don't care, but you should know, and you should just be happy, okay? Be happy, you stupid little B.I.
I know, and she's like, but I don't know what to do. And she starts crying. She's like, it just kind of sucks. And then Shannon is like,
stupid Shannon.
Well, guys, you know, we were really looking forward to it, but now it's time to bring out the creativity. Pressure's on. I dare you to have us tossing around boxes of watermelon granitas.
Literally, pressure's on, as in we want a massage. Now, are any of you trained in massage? I'm like, what are you? They are like serving you. They are cleaning for you. And now you want them to massage you too. Lady, take a seat.
And Lauren's answer is so good. She goes, yeah, we're trained and booking them for you.
Samantha's probably like, now we have to read books.
This is hard. We get a tiny little scene of Wes giving instructions to the crew. And he's like, all right, make sure that hot tub is in tip-top shape. And then he tells us, making Malia Lee dick is awkward. All right, let's sweep some dicks. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And I liked Adam's attempts to win Malia back because she's in the kitchen. And she's like, I'm allergic to pomegranate. And he's like, Adam actually says, yeah, I think I have a chance with Malia. And then he like squeezes pomegranate on her skin. He's like, let's see how allergic you are. I'm like, what sort of flirtation is this? She's allergic to it and you're squirting it on her. And then he goes, can I put it in your butt cheek? I was like, is this like the Bobby school of flirtation? What is happening here?
Yeah, it's like caveman. It's like, I can't have her, so I'm going to kill her with her allergy to pomegranate juice.
Yeah. And then Bobby goes on a rant. He's like, oh, you know, I've always been rewarded for my hard work. Like, one time I got a 50-cent raise when I was working at a surf shop because my cashier thing was never 10 cents above or below. So I got a 50-cent raise. That always stayed with me. Hard work.
I hate to correct you, but what makes this even better is that he got a 10-cent raise. I was like, where did you work? Were you working in the time of the Pajama Game musical? They're like, fought 7.5 cents doesn't mean a heck of a lot. It's like they're going to riot over 7.5 cents. He got a 10-cent raise, man. It's like he was working at that surf shop when the Beach Boys were like in town, you know? What the hell, Bobby?
He's like, oh, governor, now I have enough to move to the big city and start my album.
Give it to me every hour, every week, and that's enough for me to be living like a king. Just for anybody who needed completion of that musical theater tune.
The Pajama Game was performed my senior year of high school, but I was not part of the production because after my failure to land a significant role in Oklahoma the year before, I swore off musical theater. It was a dark time in my life.
Well, this was when I stayed with those Mormons in Fort Worth at the theater camp when I was like 12. And I was the janitor, and all I had to do was sweep the floor. And my parents still make fun of me that I didn't even know how to use a broom. Like, we paid for this whole camp, and no one taught you how to mime using a broom? Like, really?
I feel like at theater camp, the only way you can possibly broom is if it's part of like a three-person choreography and you're all brooming together as part of a dance step. Some sort of like Orphan Annie moment. And then you twirl the broom and then throw it to each other. And
yeah, you know? Exactly. I think I was doing the Mary Poppins chimney sweeper thing where they're like swinging it around and dancing.
Yeah, well, how'd that song go again? It's, you know, it's, I don't know. I never saw Mary Poppins, but I did see that scene.
I don't remember which song that was.
It's like not a good song, by the way.
Yeah, it's like the intro to Bert, and I'm like, why are we wasting time with this loser?
It's like sweep the floor, kid, sweep the floor, kid, or something, you know?
Yeah, it's a famous song, but it was a really good dance, but it was kind of racist because they were all in blackface because they were chimney sweeps, and I just didn't have a taste for it, you know? I wanted it to all be about Mary Poppins and, you know, that stuff.
Is it the one that's like Chim Chim Chimmery? That one? No, that's a different song.
Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery, Chim Chim Chimmery. Na 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 na.
That's not the one I was thinking of. I was thinking about the one that's like,
a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
No, I don't, you know, I just don't know.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
See, here's the problem that I've never seen Mary Poppins, is that I'm fully lost here.
Oh my God, you're not fully gay until you've obsessed over Mary Poppins.
There's all sorts of weird songs here. Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank. What is this? What is this crazy movie?
Are you looking at the movie? And I think that is in the movie, but are you looking at the movie or the Broadway show? Because I think they changed a lot for the show.
You know, I honestly don't. At this point, I don't even know.
You remember that scene where Malia and Bobby are doing the windows? So yes. They're doing windows, and Malia's like trying to soften him up for the news. So she's like trying to get to know him because, you know, up to this point, she's like, please stop looking at me. Please stop spitting at me. And please stop hoping that I land on your dick. You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. She's like, so, Bobby, what was your school like? And he's like, oh, amazing. Did I tell you about my 10-cent race shirt shop? She's like, yeah, well, I went to a small school. My class was only 100 people. I fucked 90 of them, which I think is pretty good.
I refuse to slut shame Malia.
I'm slut shaming Malia now because I haven't up to this point. And Malia is officially a two-faced slut now after this episode.
I will not slut shame her.
You don't have to, but I'm not backing down. Malia acted like she was so nice, and then we see these texts, and she's still leading Adam on the night that she made out with Max in that room. And then she's like, oh, well, you know, I've officially decided I'm not dating Max. Like, what? Did he taste like yogurt? Like, why would you decide now? And not only that, but she's like, I hope we can sneak away and, like, fuck in some hotel in Croatia. You're officially a two-faced slut, okay? You're a lying slut, and you were just fucking Max for a raise.
Dissenting opinion. I think that she didn't know anything to either of them. And if a guy can do it, why can't a girl? And
lying to girls either on this show.
We don't.
Thank you very much.
We definitely don't, but we don't also drag them the way we drag girls.
Yes, we do.
I'm just saying we as a society.
Oh. I was going to say, I drag every motherfucker on this show. Are you kidding?
I do think though it's shady that she was making out with both of them, and I think it's shady she's making out with her boss. I think it's shady that Wes is making out with her, and I think it was irresponsible of him to do that and put her in that position. And I think they're all just not thinking very clearly. But I'm not gonna.
Slut was too strong. But I did get mad at her in this because even when she's telling Adam. Okay, well, you know, I'm just not going to see either one of you. And we knew that was a lie. I didn't care because I don't like Adam. But I like Wes. And even though Wes is fucking the help, which he shouldn't be doing, or not fucking, but, you know, making out with the help, which is kind of gross, and he shouldn't be doing that. But still, I like Wes, you know? So it's like I put the rules aside for him, but then when I find out now you're screwing over Wes too, and you're just lying and double-crossing, so now what are you doing? Like, why are you lying to both of them and then sneaking off with one of them in a hotel room? That means that Adam's actually going to get way more than Wes is getting, and the arm flappy off camera of the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
will
it's
say,
just shadier.
I think that Malia's, excuse me, I think her biggest fault is that she is not really good at removing herself from a situation that, like, and it's not to say that it's all on her. I mean, Wes should not have been making moves on her. He's her superior, and that's, like, really bad. And
I agree.
And as we see the rest of the episode, but everyone has a responsibility, I think, in a situation, and you want to do whatever you can to minimize being in a weird situation like that. And
make out with both of them and lie. I mean, come on, she's not making out with Bobby, so obviously it's just not the attention. She doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know. I have a problem with it because those guys were very upfront with her. They both took her aside to have the talk, and she lied to both of them and is still trying to hook up with both of them. That's just bad. Whether you're a man or a woman, that is some shady shit right there.
I wish we could see the Anchor Watch hook up a little bit more, because in the past, whenever Wes has kissed Malia, she has not looked like she's been that into it, and she just sort of was like, ugh. So I wish we could have gotten some more clarity on what really happened on
Anchor
Watch.
That's what bugs me, because she actually, I agree with
yes,
you.
Yes, if I was first you, yes.
It actually does bug me, because she doesn't seem like she's into Wes. But then she's like, well, you know, I'm blowing Adam off for you. And then she's you know, cozying up to him, but then she's sending secret texts to Adam to go bang him at a hotel, like, the same night that she's... So, yeah, I don't like that. I think she, like, likes Adam, but she's, you know, getting wedged for whatever reason.
I think it's super shady that she sent text the same night that she was making out with Wes. But at the same time, that's why I wish I could see it. I want to know how much of it was, like, was she making out with him? Was it a mutual thing? Or was Wes just, like, misreading a situation?
Well...
Because that would color how shady I think she's being. But either way, though, it's... she has not been terribly smart about creating boundaries, if that is the issue.
Also, I have to add here, when I rant and rave like that, and I reminded myself as I was watching this too, she's like 23, okay? I mean, on the other hand, she's so young. I mean, who isn't doing this shit when they're 23? I sure as hell was. It's much easier to be like judgy, I think, at my age. But when I think back to what I was doing when I was younger, you know, I wasn't getting caught by cameras. Mm-hmm. Thank God. We didn't have them everywhere then.
Well,
but
I think actually now that I'm crystallizing my views and all this, I think Malia's biggest issue is that she just doesn't Lisa Rinna own it. She should just be like, yeah, I made out with you, Adam, and I made out with Wes because I like both of you guys and we're not exclusive and I'm having fun and just deal with it. And that's what her mindset should be, because everyone's entitled to have fun. And you know what? If you are not really in a serious situation, then why not make out with the guys? But then, you know, you should have the mindset of like, yeah, I did it. So what? Who cares?
She should, but not after they both talked to her. You know, I mean, she did say she was casual, but she still made the other one sound like, you know, you totally have a chance off this boat. And that's just not nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. That's just rude.
It is rude. Bad etiquette. But Wes should not have made out with her also, because
that is some bad etiquette. Yes, that is, that's a separate issue to me.
Yes, but well, here's the current issue, which is that Wes has now called the whole deck crew together, and he announces that there is going to be a lead deckhand, and it's going to be Malia. At which point, Bobby and Max sort of look at each other like, and then Wes is like, "What I think is actually bad about this is that Wes says, well, I have to choose a lead deckhand, and there's someone who shows more promise and initiative, and that person is Malia. I'm like, sort of a backhanded way. It'd be one thing to be like, and I've chosen Malia because of X, Y, and Z, but to say someone who's shown the most promise, that's like,
and not only that, but saying she's shown a lot more promise and interest in going further. I'm like, yes. Oh, geez, even this is like has sexual undertones to it. Like every line, I'm telling you, I'm not making this shit up. I was quoting.
She wants to go all the way.
So hard.
She wants to go all the way.
The one who's proven that she's going to go the furthest is fourth base Malia. It's like, geez, dude.
She really puts herself out, you know?
So Bobby jutted his jaw out extra far just to catch his snot tears. And then Max just does the like eyebrow raising where he's like, oh, you little minx. And Bobby's like, cool, congrats, I'm so happy for you, mama.
He's like, I thought I already was the lead deckhand. And he has like a flashback to his childhood where he was so excited to have his 10-cent raise. And he went into the candy store to get a gobstopper and like, sorry, kid, that one cost 12 cents. No. So I got a jawbreaker instead. And this is what happens.
So down in the mess, Malia is talking to Bobby, and she's like, so what do you think about that? And he's like, oh, I think you deserve it. You bust your ass. I'm like, oh, God.
So,
just shaking my head.
Meanwhile, good old Samantha, the non-important primary charter, she was like, I can't, like, you know what? If I can't be on a beach right now, then I'm just going to leave. I mean, I don't see the point. I'm just going to fly out early. I'm like, you are so stupid. So you're basically saying you would rather fly home than be with your friends. That's what you're really saying. On a beautiful yacht. Sure, you're basically having a hotel on the water experience. But guess what? A hotel experience is awesome. And me personally, I was the kid in like elementary school and middle school that when it rained and you couldn't go outside for recess, that was like my favorite. I love being indoors for recess.
Yeah, I know.
To learn that there's value in these things.
It doesn't even matter when I go on vacation because all I care about is a hotel room because that's the only place I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go party in my hotel room.
I think that she thought everyone was going to come with her. She's like, okay, I booked my ticket. I'm just going to leave. And I think she thought everyone was just going to follow and it's going to be a whole big to-do. And everyone's like, bye, bitch. Aren't we having more fun without her now?
Yeah, and they're like, bye, bye. And she doesn't even look back. She just keeps walking. What a bitch. Yeah, have fun.
She's like, if we're not cruising, I've got other things to do.
Yeah, nothing. And I hope that was one of those girls that got dragged off the plane in United. Like, sorry, we're overbooked. It's like just the worst trip ever.
And then she's like, I feel like we were promised something that they didn't deliver. It's just very unprofessional. I'm like, what can they deliver? What can they deliver beyond what you got? Your cookies. Okay. You got cookies. You got, you know, Granita. What else do you want? You have a yacht. You want, they can't make the weather for you, lady. Stupid. What, you wanted an anchor sanctuary? Fine. They didn't give that to you.
Anchor sanctuary. Yeah. See ya, bitch. So let's see. Boring ass tour. This was so awkward. She's like, and this is where the Romans came and crucified Christians. Look at that beautiful open ceiling. Wow. This was fun.
I thought it looked like a lovely tour, and I thought they were being all unappreciative. Okay. Like, I'm sorry that Malia was not having a good time. I'm sorry that she maybe wanted to be doing other things with other people at that time. But you know what, though? It's a beautiful tour led by a lovely lady who probably had to give up her off day to come and save your asses because you complained too much.
Yeah, but
like, remember those
guests...
lovely old ladies? Remember those lovely old ladies? From, I don't even know if they're from Below Deck or the Below Deck Med. But remember, they're just like four middle-aged plus ladies who just hung out and were like, hey, sweetie, can I get that for you? Oh, we're fine. We're just going to read our magazines on a bench here.
Yeah.
Learn from them.
No, people. These fuckers wanted to be in their bikinis on TV, like jumping and getting drunk and having fun, and now they're stuck some tour.
Yeah, that's why that woman was mad, because she worked out for 2 months to get into a bikini body, and then she doesn't get a chance to flaunt it. Well, bitch, guess what? Beauty hurts, right? So get into that cold weather in your bikini and stand on that bow.
Yeah, maybe you should learn things because intellect is hotter. Just kidding. Okay, so hot tub on the last day, Shannon's like, if you say no to champagne on your last day of a vacation, you say no to life.
But I will say no to hair conditioner, yes.
So Malia and Bugsy are gossiping. She's like, Malia, Bugsy, I just want to talk to you. And she's like, well, that's what I am. I'm a mother and the first stew. Come on in here, darling. So they go into a room and she's like, you know, it's just like this raise or this promotion I got. Like, I want it to be because I'm working really hard. But the night before this happened, he kissed me on Anchor Watch. And it's like really hard because he's my boss. Malia, what are you doing? You know, she's sitting with Wes's best friend that he's known for years and years and suggesting that he's kind of being inappropriate and that he's only giving this to... You know, she's shady, this girl, Malia. She is not to be trusted. Like, when is she sitting around talking to Bugsy about her...
Yeah. I just also think it's like, you know, as the old expression says... Loose lips sink ships, and guess what? You're on a ship, so bitch, pay attention.
Tighten up those lips. I think it's funny that I called her the slut, but you're the one who said she has loose lips. So there you go. We're even. Even, everybody.
Well, it's just one of those things.
I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, actually, but it does suck, right? Because, you know, she's in a situation where she's like, it's sort of weird because... We made out, and now I got this thing, and now people think of this or that. You know, that's a weird situation to be in. So she's allowed to vent. But unfortunately, let me take it back. She's allowed to vent, and word's going to get around. She has to know that word is going to get around as a result of that. And she can't get mad that word's going to get around. And
well, she's putting herself – but to me, it looks like she's talking to Bugsy because Bugsy will go and tell everybody. We already know that. It's like if you tell
Bugsy
Warren
didn't even
something,
tell anyone. Bugsy
I know, but
even...
Bugsy will. She has before. So I think Malia was telling her because she's protecting herself and trying to make herself look almost like a victim in this situation. Because when she says, I'm working hard, but the night before he kissed me on the Anchor Watch and it's hard because he's my – it makes it sound like, oh, gosh, now he's giving me – like, maybe it's true that he is giving this to me because I'm cute. And so then it brings in, like, the possibility of some kind of, you know...
sexual harassment.
Yeah, sexual harassment and all of this. And I just think it's uncool. It's uncool to do that. You know, he didn't kiss rape you. And it wasn't the first time that it's happened either.
So, yeah, but he does not get a free pass in my book.
He doesn't. Honestly. Even, we haven't even given him a free pass. It's no, just know, that this is what she's saying to Bugsy.
Right. But I think that she has a right to feel a certain sort of way. And like, she's not allowed to tell anyone. I mean, that's the whole issue. That's the whole issue why we have, you know, all this, you know, sexual harassment laws and human resource departments to deal with this stuff, because people feel like they can't talk about it. Like, if I say something, I'm going to disrupt
it. She was the one who told him, look, I told Adam I'm not going to be seeing him, and I'm not, but I'm just going to be seeing you. But, you know, like, this has to be secret. Like, we can't, she's complicit. Well, so it's not like he's like, and that's why, hey, darling, you want a raise? Be sure to keep it quiet, toots. You know?
Yeah, and well, I don't think that she was saying anything to Bugsy like, I'm a victim. But this is why you have to be smart in situations, and you do have to draw boundaries, because now you're in a situation where it seemed fun at the time, and now you're starting to see the repercussions of for both of them. They're starting to see the repercussions, and you just have to be smarter. You just can't do that. Just, you know, like think about things once in a while.
Talking smarter. If you're gonna have this talk, why are you doing it right next to the ironing board? You know who's there.
Yes, she's
like,
Lauren.
Oh. Lauren's like, ding, ding, ding.
And Lauren, she can never resist. When people are gossiping and she's nearby, her favorite thing to do is not to just sit there and listen. She just loves to announce her presence, because it'll be like, hey, listen, I have to tell you a deep, dark secret. It's about this guy I once met. So no one's seen him in 10 years, but I know where he is because I took out this knife one night and it was all an accident. Hi, guys. Here's your ironing. Like, oh, God. She just can't control herself.
And she's like, what the WTF? Like, that's like if I made out with Captain Sandy and became Chief Stew. I was like, it's called initiative, Lauren. Take some. So Lauren, of course, runs right to Hannah. She's like, oh my God. Beep, 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 beep. She's like, what is it? What is it, person who chose to stay at the bar last time I was trying to yell at people? She's like, that right now I heard Bugsy and Malia, and they were talking about how Malia was on Anchor Watch and that she made out with Wes, okay? And, like, nobody can see it on camera, but it's, like, both their arms flopping around.
And Hannah's like, well, look at that. Little Malia, she's quite the hypocrite. I don't know whether to yell at her or buy her a drink.
So at nighttime, Malia and Wes, hot tub. They're fixing the hot tub, right? Why am I writing hot tub? Because that can't be what happened. They must have just been fixing the hot tub or cleaning the hot tub or something.
Yeah, I think they were overseeing it to make sure it was still filled, and because there was they were given a directive: always keep this hot tub hot and running, because they're going to want to get some sort of bathing suit action going.
The hot tub is the only constant. Repeat after me. So Malia's like, they're making fun of me. You know, you see why I don't want to hook up with my boss? I'm like, hasn't stopped you the past 5 times. And Wes is like, well, I've never done this ever, ever. And she said, well, then what happened? And he's like, you weren't a dick.
Oh, poor Wes. He's just always battered by his deckhands.
I know.
So then inside, Lauren, Miss... I don't remember the word. I was gonna try, what's that word you use for being on the sly, being subtle, being
sneaky,
surreptitious? It's not sneaky. It's
let's go with sneaky. It's shorter.
Okay, Lauren, Miss Sneaky is like, hey, Bobby, can you help me with something really heavy? I need someone to help me with. I've got to load something really heavy. He's like, okay, sure. So she pulls him out to the side of the boat. Just to gossip. And of course, they're like right on camera. So the rest of the crew is watching as if they're in the head of household room on Big Brother.
So good. And she also goes, I really, like, I'm going to talk to Bobby because it's not fair. Like, he's getting the short end of the stick. The show.
Sort of like after I dumped him, how that really sucked for him.
I mean, I got the short end of his stick and that's why I dumped him. But, like, it shouldn't happen to him again, you know? So, yeah, so they're all watching on TV, and Malia's like, wait, what's going on TV? And Bugsy's like, why is she jumping up and down?
What's wrong with her? Can't she gossip like a normal person?
It's awkward. They don't know the boat has surveillance cameras. And Malia's like, this is awesome. Oh, Jesus, how much was taken the other day? Oh, God. What do I have to cop to?
Yes. So Lauren tells Bobby, and then that's when things start to spiral out of control. Because once you tell Bobby, he's like, "Oh gosh, oh man, this is not cool." Blah 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 blah. So he's getting mad. The pressure's starting to build up in his skull.
Yeah, and Lauren's like, "Okay, just make sure that when you tell everybody that you say you were just in the cabin and you heard it too, okay? So, like, you were in the cabin, you heard it. Like, when I heard it. Like, when I was ironing. Because remember that? Like, short out of the stick, okay?" And he's like, "Okay, well, let's go separate directions." So they both go. They're so sneaky, these two. So subtle. So Bobby's like, "God, now that the fire department won't be there to fall back on, this is my only job. Like, now we gotta work for the girlfriend, the boyfriend."
You know you can go back to the fire department.
I know. It's like you gave up your one chance to put out fires at that volunteer fire department job.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much always on the lookout for a new fireman.
God, right when I quit the Salvation Army.
So meanwhile, it's dinner time, and Bugsy puts out a giant piece of driftwood on the table. So I think Kate Chastain must have been very delighted by that. Although, as we do know, I believe that nighttime is when Kate Chastain puts out her sea glass on the table, because I think it's pebbles in the morning, seashells for lunch, and sea glass at night. But I think she would respect a giant piece of driftwood. I think she would like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's like, wow. She probably rolled on the floor laughing like this. Huh. So they're still stuck decked. And so Hannah's like, I know what to do. I'm going to use some good old-fashioned creativity for these youngish people. I'm going to get some old men who sing opera and a cappella. It's like, do they have no strippers in Croatia?
I was like, what sort of treat is this? It's like Croatia's answer to the Jersey Boys. And they come on, like, and everyone's just sitting there like, okay, like clapping.
The one 40-year-old, like, I guess the main one, the 40-year-old bear guy is like, I'm putting stuff on my iPhone. But the rest of them were like, ugh.
I was sort of hoping Yolanda would show up and go, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Bocelli.
And then, like, drag them up from the basement where she's locked them until showtime.
So they're up there. So while they're singing, Bobby and Max are gossiping about Malia downstairs. And the producers are so funny because they added this quiet audio of the a cappella group upstairs while they're talking, which, you know, the microphones didn't pick up. But I don't know. For some reason, I was just totally amused that they just made it sound like the yacht was it's overflowing. Like, hey,
well, I should have sucked a bit of coke. It's like, whoa. So, yeah, they're gossiping. And Max is like, Jesus Christ, Wes, come in. Give me a kiss. I'll take that roll. So this is when they sit down to dinner, and Adam's like, this is the local charcuterie. And I'm like, I think that's a tuna salad, but I'll roll with this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's some Orville, Oscar Mayer cold cuts.
It's not frozen Pillsbury Doughboy cookies, so congratulations. Nice work.
Oh, look, it's the Costco Bundt cake from the local Costco.
So Bobby decides that he's gonna confront Wes now with Max. He brings him down and he's like, we heard that you and Leah were making out on watch. My mom, not happy. And he's like, it's true. That's true. That's exactly what happened. And he's like, how do you think that looks? And he says, I've always said, work is work. Ass is separate. Bobby's like, that's hard to believe. And he's like, well, it's true. You know, some people are taking initiative and paying attention. And he's like, I quit my career.
Yeah, does that same thing again. I had just got a 10-cent raise, and I gave that up.
I could be outside a Target with a bell dressed like Santa Claus, and I said no this year to be on this boat.
I was saving up for one of those big lollies, and I gave it all up for this boat.
Hey, that lemonade stand in front of my mom's house doesn't put itself together.
I memorized three streets for my paperboy route. Three! And I gave that up.
So Wes just sticks to things. He's like, that's it. We've had enough talk about it, and it's over. And he's like, that's the most unprofessional thing I've seen in my entire life. He's like, well, that's all right. It's over now. And he goes, well, I guess working hard doesn't mean shit. I'm like, come on now. It's your second season. You're barely able to get the rope up properly, okay? It's like halfway through the second season. Everybody just calm it.
Yeah, you struggle with simple math.
Yeah, like calm it. Yes. So back at dinner, Hannah's like, well, Adam's wearing a chef's coat, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
and then Adam hates Wes now, and he doesn't even know what's coming yet. But he's like, hey, Wes, if you're just standing around, you could do some dishes.
Wes is like, sure, I actually like doing dishes. But then after dinner, everyone loves dinner. Everyone's like, oh, this is fabulous. It's so good. It's too bad that our friend Samantha can't be here for this. So then afterwards, it's like joke time, and Bugs is like, so if I were first you, I'd ask, why is it hard for leopards to hide? Because they're always spotted. And then Hannah's like, all right, I got a joke. So there's a monkey, and he got stoned, something like that. I don't know. They're like, is that it?
If I was Chief Stew, I would tell you, never tell jokes again.
If I were Chief Stew, I'd always have a punchline, not just a set of Hannah.
Hannah's like, she's like, always trying to take my comedy tour away from me. Don't think I don't see what you're doing over there.
Why'd the chicken cross the road? Why? The fuck I know.
Fucking idiot. He had a perfectly good yacht docked right here.
I don't know whether I should cook that chicken or serve it a drink. Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't know. Why don't you answer the door, you stupid slag? Hannah, your jokes could use some work. You could use some work. There was a joke.
If I was Chief Stew.
So in the morning, Captain and Hannah, and she's like, it was a success last night. Thank you. And thank you for leaving the cum rag on the ground in Shannon's room. What a bitch. She's like, no problem, Captain. So Bobby and Max are gossiping again. Oh, no. Now they're giving Bobby shit to Malia.
Yeah, Bobby's now, he's still complaining, and now he's talking to Malia, and he's like, I have no problem with your work ethic, but it just sucks because Wes hasn't seen any of my hard work because he's been all up your ass this entire time. Which, believe it or not, I don't think that's a terrible – I think there may actually be some validity to that. You know, that's what Bobby's been saying. Like, I haven't been getting opportunities. He doesn't pay attention to me because he's like gaga for Malia.
Oh, and this is all true. I mean, this is the first time in the season I'm totally pro Bobby, because Bobby's done a lot of shit this season that's been obnoxious and misogynistic and gross. But he's totally right in this, of course. Wes is fucking, you know, trying to get in the pants of his crew. Save it, buddy. And then he gives her a raise. It's disgusting. He should have said, look, Malia, I'm in the position where I have to give someone a raise. We've chosen to flirt. The raise isn't monetary, and I can't give it to you because it's going to make both of us look bad. And I'm sorry to make you suffer for it, but I'm also suffering for it. Man, I made a mistake, and I shouldn't have done that. And we're just going to have to give it to Bobby.
Yeah, and he could have very easily been like, Bobby has 1 year more of experience. 1 year, he's 1 year more experienced than you are. So even though you're showing so much promise, I'm going to give it to Bobby because, you know, he has that experience, even though he can't do simple math and he spits a lot. But honestly, I do think Bobby has a point, and which is really, it has nothing to do with Malia. It has nothing to do with Malia. It has to do with Wes. And that's why when Wes says he can separate work from pleasure, it's like, you know, you think you can, but actually it really can influence you, and it can influence these decisions and what you're looking at. But then Malia, this is where I got to know Malia. She's like, oh, so like, what, I can't be cute and bust my ass? Is that what you're saying? And it's like, no, actually, Malia, that's not what he's saying. He's not taking that away from you. He's saying that it was really not an even playing field.
Yeah, and it's not that you're cute, it's that you're making out with your boss. It's not that you're good looking, it's that you're having sexual relations with that Wes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with being cute. And then she does it again. She's like, oh, well, that's a double standard, because I'm cute and I can't get a promotion. So you're saying because I'm cute and hot and, like, have a really good butt and, like, I'm the most popular girl from my town of 100 people? It's like, okay, Malia. Calm down over there. And Max is like, enough of this. Oh, yeah, this is when Wes is like, enough of this. Decision is made. It's over, and if you don't like it, you can leave. And Bobby's like, thinking about it. Hey, let's see who's going to take out the glass from the next person's face.
To be fair, Malia also had a valid point where she's like, by the way, it's like not a big deal. It's just a pat on the back, essentially. And that's when Bobby's like, it's a pat on the back for you, but it's a stab in the back for me. It's like, okay, relax. But I think, though, that, you know, I definitely think Bobby has a point. I think that when Malia says, like, Bobby was never saying it's because Malia's cute. He was saying it's because Wes only pays attention to her.
Well, Malia's Malia knows. She's just caught. And so she's coming up with her justification, which is, you're just misogynistic, which is true, but not in this case. This is not the case to bring that up. And she knows it, but hey, you gotta use any kind of defense you can. You know, we all deserve a good defense.
And Max clarifies it because he's like, it has nothing to do with how cute you are. It's that you made out with the boss, you know?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. Decision is made and that's it. And if you don't like it, you can face a corner just like I had to do downstairs when I was washing dishes instead of putting them in a dishwasher. Like a rebel.
So now we go back to Lauren, the most inelegant gossip. And she's like, she's in the kitchen and she says, Adam, oh my God. Bobby is mad. I don't think you want to know the whole story. And Adam goes, what happened? She goes, well, basically, Malia and Wes, like, they made out on Anchor Watch. I'm like, way to even try to play coy there. She's like, you don't even want to know. Okay, I'll tell you. You didn't even make him, like, tease it out of you. She's a gossip slut. She lets it out too easily.
Yeah, she was so excited. It's hilarious watching Lauren's face light up like a Christmas tree every single time.
Finally has a purpose. She's like those Stranger Things Christmas lights. Oh, you don't watch Stranger Things.
Nope. And don't regret it. She's like, it's been going on the past couple of weeks, apparently. Okay, bye, back to ironing. And he's like, I'm speechless.
And then Lauren goes, this is why I don't kiss and tell. I'm like, no, you just tell and tell.
You just kiss and lie.
You just kiss and tell and tell and tell and kiss and tell and tell and kiss and tell.
Tell, 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 tell. Kiss a little bit. Tell,
kiss
tell, 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 tell. So the captain meeting, blah blah. The people leave have not much exciting to say except, wow, thanks so much. This was great. Towel on the floor, whatever. And the captain has a meeting and she's like, okay, Adam, you know, congratulations on good food. Here's 12 grand. It's kinda low for this. And then we see Adam pacing the boat. Dun dun
yes.
dun 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 dun. And Bugsy's like, how's it going, Adam? He goes, I've seen better days. And she's like, you have? And I'm not doing my job, am I? Daisy, get in here. Let's make a better day.
So then Adam goes up to the bridge where Wes and Malia are hanging out. And Adam just starts grilling them in his weird way. And they're actually very upfront about
it.
This was
so creepy. He's like, my favorite people. And then he looks directly into the camera like, you getting this?
Yeah.
Yes, Adam, the giant camera that's right in front of you guys is getting it, okay? And he's like, so what's up between you two? Just crewmates, solid crewmates. And he's like, well, I think we should be honest since we are all making out here. Ha! Get that one, camera? Did you get that one?
Yeah, and so Wes and Malia were like, yeah, we made out once. We decided it was a mistake, so we decided not to do it again or whatever. And Adam's like, Malia, why would you lead me on? And then I don't even remember what her response was. But and I think that it was actually a reasonable question from him, but he can be so, like, gross and arrogant when he asks those questions. I was instantly on Malia's side.
Yeah, because Malia's really good at avoiding the scream matches in this. Like, for someone who's really caught with her hand in the, you know, Costco cookie jar, she really is avoiding the conflict pretty well. And then she just goes, did I like you both? Yes. Did I want to make a decision between the two of you? No. It's like, okay, you're just going to ask yourself questions now. And so the chef is like, she played me like a skin flute. And then because what Wes doesn't understand is that there's a whole backstory here, and it's going to crush him when he finds out.
Yes, an epic romance spanning 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things that's going to crush him is that he has a crew member that had zero experience and had to get her yachting certificate before coming on this show. And so did the chef, which I find kind of odd on this show.
I have a hard time feeling any sympathy about, you know, some sort of yacht certification romance that lasted 10 or 12 days prior to coming on the yacht and feeling like it was the epic, you know, sequel to The English Patient here. Okay, it's like you guys had a fling and she sort of got over it because you were weird on the boat and there's another guy who she's into and like, so what? Like,
especially
get over it, dude.
Especially when it's some 40-year-old slime ball with bloodshot eyes who's just trying to bang a 24-year-old hot piece of ass. You know what I mean?
Who's prone to histrionic exits like, how do you sleep at night? It's like, probably pretty easily.
I sleep like anybody who's just come.
On my side. Okay. Yeah.
So Bobby and Max in the room, and they're still talking. And he's like, can you believe that? Like, he gave a raise to somebody he made out with. It's like, okay, Bobby, we get it. And Max is like, I wonder what the next not that is going to be. So now Chef and Bugsy. Bugsy's like, oh, I just came to check on your sad little man. I've never heard someone who hasn't lived a day that's not the best day of his life. How can we fix that?
So then that's what, so Adam's like, I'm going to tell you something. Malia and I, we've been dating. We started dating a few weeks before we came on the boat. It was during a yacht certification class. We had to take it to get on this boat. And Bugsy's like, oh, I never heard of this before. But she wasn't like, whoa, oh my God, that's crazy. Because it's not crazy. You guys knew each other for a few weeks before the boat. That's like literally the most benign secret of all time.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you guys had been boning for 5 years and almost got married. That's one thing.
Agreed.
But you met at a certification class.
Agreed. She's like, so then what? He's like, well, then we hooked up. She's like, and then what? He's like, but then we tried to keep it hush hush. She's like, then what? And he's like, I thought I had a little hook in her, but I was wrong. She's like, well, now that's what you do with fish, Adam. And I hope you don't have a hook in her, because then she'd be bleeding. And he's like, well, I gotta save my own face here. She texted me. And then he whips out the text. This is the season of text evidence. So then he reads the text. Did you take a screenshot? I did not. Oh, we're terrible detectives.
Well, I mean, it was just like, meet me in Croatia.
Yeah, she basically said, like we were, well, like I was going off earlier about how, look, I've thought about it all night, and I've decided that I don't want to go on a date with Wes, and hopefully you and I can find a hotel room to sneak into in Croatia. And he's like, this is the same night she was making out on Anchor Watch with Max, which is so shady of her, you know. And this is when I was like, this girl is now caught, and I have no more pity for her. But this is when it ended.
And it was so weird because then Hannah's text started to come through too. And I was like, what is going on here? No, just kidding. it's the master iPad. So, yeah. So that is pretty shady. My read on it is that Malia made out with Wes and was like, he's not a good kisser. I'm not really into him. And I kind of feel guilty because I sort of have a thing with Adam and I kind of screwed it up by like, sort of being interested in Wes, so I think I want to go back to Adam now. That's my
Think she was thinking Adam's the one I kiss on camera, and Adam's the one I bone like crazy in a hotel room. That's kind of what I think. Wes, and you know,
yeah,
mm-hmm. You go, girl. But this lying and thing, you just totally got caught, and this is not a good look for you. Not good.
So crew,
so basically, they go party now, right?
Yeah, the crew goes into town, and Bobby's like, "Hey, you know what we should do? An Irish car bomb." So unfortunately, they did not blow themselves
up.
That's
so Bobby.
Yeah, although it's sort of me too. I love an Irish car bomb.
That's just such a Bobby drink. It's a frat boy drink, and you're a frat boy.
I am.
I'm not even dissing you for it. You know, be proud of your history.
No, I take it. I don't take it as this. Here's the thing: Irish car bombs are actually a delicious beverage. They're
it's like
delicious.
A sandwich in a glass. Janelle, just like my Weight Watchers counselor.
Yeah, well, it's not really chocolate. It's only chocolate if someone adds Bailey's to the shot. But it's just, it goes down smoother than you'd expect.
Well,
the
Adam,
point is this, Bobby's doing it.
And Adam's trying to pretend, you know, like he's the same age as everybody. Because he's like, yeah, and he like takes it down and then he goes, later, skaters. It's like, oh, geez, old man Adam.
So Adam, Max, and Bobby are off like having Irish car bombs in an alley.
I have to add this. I'm so sorry. Bobby goes,
oh, guys, what's up with this Lee Deckhand thing?
And then the chef goes, yeah, that was hard to swallow. I mean, come on. It's like the running joke in this show that won't end.
So, yeah, so the guys are complaining about Wes and everything. And then Wiz is like, oh, I'm going to come join the guys and be with the bros. I was like, oh, this is awkward. And then he shows up and they're like, oh, hey. And he's like, I'll be right back to you gents, gentlefolk. I just have to go for a pee real quick. And then Adam goes, as long as you don't get so drunk you fuck Malia, that's all that matters to me. I'm like, ew.
He's so gross. And then he's
you don't
just
deserve
like,
this girl. I'm sorry. Ew.
He doesn't. Ew. Yeah, he doesn't deserve any girl. So Malia is like, is back with the girls. Malia's like, guys, I'm just on edge because, like, I don't want Bobby to feel bad. You know what I mean? Because, like, I really want to think I got this because I'm really good at my job and not just because, you know, I may or may have not kissed Wes on that elbow cam. And Hannah's like, oh, I thought she was this sweet, innocent, cute girl that didn't know how cute she was. But now there's something there and I don't trust her.
Yeah, because Malia then goes, you know, whenever you're the cute female that your boss or anyone's into, it's kind of hard. And Hannah just shoots her these fuck you eyes. Like, I expected two bullet bills to come right out of her eyeballs and go, attack Malia. Fuck you. Fuck you on the boat you came on, and that's our boat. So fuck that boat and fuck anything you've ever touched. Get out of my face.
Especially because last week, Malia's like, oh my God, that's so unprofessional of Hannah. I cannot believe she would do that. Like, making out with a charter guest? Who would do that? That is so unprofessional. And now she's like, Bob, when you're the hot one and all of your coworkers and your boss want to make out with you, you know what it's like, girls.
Like, how many times can I cook up Branzino for Captain Sandy? So
it's like, oh my God, I'm hearing this right now, but I'm not ironing and I don't know what to do with myself.
She's just miming it because she doesn't know what to do with her hands anymore. Lauren,
what are you
trying to,
Lauren?
are you trying to iron the bee? I can't help it. It's my hospitality industry training.
Can't stop.
I was a bully.
So
then Adam is wasted now. He is really, really wasted. And he's just being an awful American. He's like slapping high five to people. And he like runs into a little, what do you call those things? Not a tuk-tuk.
A golf cart.
The golf carty things, the golf cart scooter. And then he like slaps it and the guy's like, ooh. And so then he's just being awful. And they're all drunk and they're making fools of themselves. And then I guess Adam rips Wes's pants.
Yeah, and he's like Wes tries to give him a wedgie or something.
And instead just rips the pants because that bubble butt. And Wes gets really pissed. And so he like flicks away Adam's phone. He's like, not yet. Adam, get off me, whatever. And then
it's
that's
like,
when
bro,
Adam.
Bro, Adam, bro. And Adam's like, oh, yeah. And he puts his phone in his face and Wiz slaps the phone out of his hand, which is so good.
Yes.
There's no way to fuck a man like breaking his iPhone.
And by the way, you can tell Adam's a real piece of work because the moment that phone goes flying, he does not look to see where it goes and see if it's cracked. He instead does like a little sort of like a light slap thing on Wes's face. I was like, the fact that you don't even care about your iPhone means I have no respect for you.
Yeah, no kidding. And you may be coming after Wes, but Wes just destroyed your only chance of coming for the next 2 months. So enjoy yourself, sir. Your sex life is over.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. And then it was said, to be continued. So guess what? It's to be continued.
Yeah. Next week, we find out if Adam has a Gorilla Glass cover over his iPhone screen, which I doubt. So, guys, thank you so much. This was an extra long episode of Blue Dick.
I know. We were supposed to do a listener spotlight, but I actually did not prepare it by accident. So I apologize. Rebecca, we'll do it next week. But Rebecca Shack, you get excited. You're on next week.
Yes. And tonight we have our show. So we'll see those of you in New York at the show tonight.
Yes.
And those of you who can't come, we still love you. Try and come to the LA one September 2nd. Go to Watch What Crappens to get your tickets. And thank you. What did I say to get your ticket? WatchWhatCrappens.com to get your tickets. I'm out. Okay. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Bye, everyone.
Next time.
Love you. Bye.